Give one who is worth of honor.
You know, we are in
certain synagogues.
Whenever a
great minister came,
and
they could always speak a word which challenged me. I'm going to speak as I say.
Let's give honor to whom honor is due.
What? There is a certain way towards challenging me. And now we could raise up very well.
And we honor the one whom honor was due. But praise be to the
Lord. Yes, praise Jesus.
This is the way it sounded to
me. But I never
thought
they were too much praised in my ignorance. Praise Jesus. But this time around,
we are honoring the one whom honor is due.
It's the only wise word.
Yes, he was in
it. Praise Jesus.
Mutu kati okogerango kaulira, the honor is due to him.
Yes, you understand the word in this moment.
We are
going to welcome Apostle
Witness
together with Pastor Sam Bosa.
No musomi wa Bible wafe.
Even the reader of the Bible.
Musome sa James ne mulaba atudde.
Teacher James.
Okuretele chigambo cha Katonda.
So that he can read the word of God.
Mulere mukama fe Yesu.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Kama watuwero.
May the Lord bless you. Yes, you have given you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Let's clap
again for God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I see what you know today.
All the glory back to him.
We
normally just sing the glory back to him.
We
used to sing that he's worthy of the glory. But we never gave it to him. As we spoke, the one in our midst is greater. But we never showed that he's greater, we showed rather pastors. Let's clap for they who have been donkeys the first time. Ministered us in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you for praying for us.
We are going to
come back from the journey after we've gone to see the body is taken back in the ground where it came from. There is a relative of mine in the body. Who unclothed the body? They cut them into two pieces and remained with the body, and the Spirit God took it in its place, just as its acts have been. And the portion he left for us, it's very hard to keep outside. What we have done, and we dug a hole. He left us a body when it had no electricity to keep it alive. For the electricity which has been keeping it alive has been coming from its spirit. Now when the spirit checked out, the part left us was smelling. And we thought for a place to keep it. And we buried it in the ground. The rest we left it to the Lord. The one who owns the spirit. The father of all spirits. Pays each according to how the actions have been. We do escape us, we come back safely. He let thank you for him keeping away also.
Let's
proceed on with his words. There is still our moment.
The
one of that person is finished. To decide the good or the bad. To decide life or death. Decided under the sun. When they unclothe you, what you've decided is what you go with. Let's continue to gather of life and to know the good decision in the name of the Lord Jesus. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Bosa. We love you so much in the name of Jesus. All you who seek the Lord in spirit and truth, and you bathe within his holy book,
like told us in Isaiah 34:16.
Look in the book of the Lord and read. We love you, all of you that kind, all over the entire world. And we see that our joy is getting complete. To be with the brethren who are just like that. And we eat the same spiritual food.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We are going to be proceeding on in some of that which came from the journey of heaven. In the aspect we call the devil's schemes. Unto God and to his church. Or unto God and to his people.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And here we see the spirit of the Lord and its works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. We are about to see the right Christ and his church, and the false Christ and their churches. But we are still finishing to see the spirit of the Lord and its works of righteousness. After that, we shall proceed on to see. Let's move on to see the spirit of the Lord and his works of righteousness, and the spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness. And we reach to see the number 666, the seal of the devil, which tries to contend with the seal of God. That is what we first saw, which is made by the seven spirits of the Lord, proven by the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, which can be 777.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And you're filled with the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, of understanding, of the counsel, the Spirit of power, of the knowledge of God, and the fear of the Lord. And proven by the Spirit of the Lord, the Word of God, that's the Lord Jesus,
and then
the Father.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now, as we see 666, which tries to contend with that one, we have been seen many things. Today we move on to see the second six, of which Jezebel is responsible of.
But
we first saw the first six, how it comes about, but we reach the aspect of seeing the campaigns Jezebel spearheaded to elect the devil, and he was leading the fallen angels to be able to elect the devil just as to be their God. Praise Jesus. And we continue to see some of what she does to be able to establish the second six, even though right now he too is responsible for the first six. And we are to see the false prophet responsible for the third six. But these ones know today, we see some of the major campaigns, and that which was first in heaven,
Jezebel.
The first fallen angel who failed to join the devil,
which
they made and they elected devil to be their God. We're going to be seeing that campaign. And even though you hear that the devil is the deceiver of the entire world, but all that mission was handed to Jezebel, one with a cup with all the nations.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
We're going to be moving on to see of him on the beast or on the kingdom of the devil, like like we had in Revelation 13. Let's go right there and read.
Revelation 13
from verse 1.
Ne guyimirira ku musenyi gw'ennyanja, ne ndaba ensolo ng'eva mu nnyanja. Erina amayembe 10 n'emitwe 7. Ne ku mayembe gaayo nga kuliko engule 10. Ne ku mitwe gyayo amannya ag'obuvoozi. N'ensolo gye nalaba yali efaanana ng'engo, n'ebigere byayo ng'eby'eddubu, n'akamwa kaayo ng'akamwa k'empologoma. N'ogusota gwe gwagiwa amaanyi gaayo, n'entebe yaayo ey'obwakabaka, n'obuyinza obungi.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
Yes, no,
we got explained of this beast. They are not physical beasts. But it's the kingdom of the devil. According to Daniel chapter 7, from verse 23
and 27.
It's important to understand that these beasts mean the kingdom of the devil. And people within these kingdoms, they act like animals in their clothing. You can find their private parts outside exposed. Others eat grass and they can propose and con themselves within the people and do immoral things publicly just as animals are. Praise Jesus. But it is said that this kingdom, the devil gave him the throne and the authority and all the power. This we understood it, that the devil was imprisoned. But in imprisoning him, the authority handed over to the one seated on the beast, who is known as Jezebel. In Revelation 17, is explained to be as the chief adulteress.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We've gone to Revelation 17. And why is called the chief adulteress? He was the first fallen angel to fall and join the devil to get it from the Lord.
When
he committed spiritual adultery. He was the first. That is why he's called the chief adulteress. Let's go and read of him. Revelation 17 from verse 1.
Ne wajja omu ku bamalayika omusanvu abalina ebibya omusanvu. Nayogera nange ng'agamba nti jangu wano. Nange nakulaga omusango gw'omwenzi omukulu atula ku mazzi amangi.
Bamuyise omwenzi
omukulu. The chief adulteress.
Yasooka bonna.
He was the first among all angels.
Era nga yasooka ne Adamu.
And he fell even before Adam.
Okuva Katonda.
To apart from the Lord.
Ngabe okwegatta ku Sitaani.
To join on the devil.
Naye nga bagambye atula ku mazzi amangi.
But the sea is still on many waters. Revelation
17:15.
He says the many waters.
Yebikane nnimi n'amawanga.
The clans, tongues and languages.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Verses
15.
It's telling you
that
the many waters, that the nations, clans, and the languages. And if it's the beast coming from the many waters, it's the kingdom springing out of the human beings, and they are given authority, and the devil gives it to them. But this time, we see the chief adulteress upon this kingdom. Let's read the next verse. Revelation 17, verse 2.
Bakabaka b'ensi gwe bayenda naye n'aba batula ku nsi ne batamiira omwenge gw'obwenzi bwe.
Tugenda kuba tubako nembalambuzi sula eri
omwenda
bwe yali nga tannaba kubanga akwasibwa obuvunanyizibwa okulimba ku nsi
wano
yasooka kubanga akwasibwa obuvunanyizibwa ku bamalayika
abaagwa
sitaani ye n'aba nga yali addukanya ekintu wano
wansi
eri okulumba omuntu
ebiro ebyasooka
bwe
in the past seasons it was like that. When they were chased from heaven, he was under the authority to move on to deceive the human beings. But in the beginning, the first past years, which we call the BC, before the birth of Christ on earth, but he was in heaven. The devil was concerned in deceiving people under the sun. All of them who came from Adam. But this Jezebel moved on to connect and handle the fallen angels. After the beginning of AD, after the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus, the devil was cast out of heaven and his angels. And the devil was imprisoned and bound. Probably of the same people in the entire world. He gave it over to Jezebel. And we had Revelation 16 that he moves on to deceive the entire nations as he gathered them for the day of battle. It's the day of the Lord Jesus. Let's move on to Revelation
17.
Revelation 17, verse 3.
N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo. Nenda omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi.
We saw the blasphemous names.
You
might find a freedom city. But there is every immoral thing within it. And it blasphemeth the city of God. Jerusalem of heaven. The city of peace.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Even many other names we saw, and others that people having them, you find a person is called angel, but what they do, it's of the fallen angels. You have to add another name upon them, fallen angel.
Revelation 17,
verse 3.
N'antwala mu ddungu mu mwoyo, nenda omukazi ng'atudde ku nsolo emyufu. Ng'ejjudde amannya ag'obuvvoozi ng'erina emitwe musanvu n'amayembe kkumi.
Tujja kunnyonnyoka butereevu.
We shall be explained the seven heads.
Twakutegeezako mu kusooka.
We told you before.
Emitwe gino omusanvu.
The seven heads.
Mwakwatira ebibiina.
Within which it captures different groupings.
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus.
Era nga twalabako eby'omwoyo.
And we saw of the spiritual sector.
Mweyayawula.
Within which is separated the false churches. Others call them the occults. And the cults.
Yes,
praise Jesus. They are of the spiritual sector, but it involves cults, witchcraft, and sorcery.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And there we had two heads in that.
Then
it went on another head called the political. It's the third head where they base. And
the
city that heals the adulterer is basic work. Known as Jezebel,
the
first fallen angel who joined the devil. And we have the fourth head, known as the economic field.
Yes,
praise Jesus
so much.
We have the fifth head, known as the social relations. And within which he separated into,
and
he got another head.
Games and sports.
Known as games and sports. And we have these six heads. The seventh head. It's the health sector.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Where they best to work in all people. And here there are fallen angels behind them. Which move on to govern and run the things. Who are known as the ten horns. These are the ten fallen angels. Who were first to join on Jezebel. In the campaign which happened in heaven. Of electing the devil. I don't know if you've understood it well. And here on earth, they put an image. They call them the G10. You've understood those nations. But behind those nations, each nation has a major fallen angel behind them. And they have gathered a group of fallen angels to consume all nations to put them under them.
n'okubanga bagoberera ebiragiro ebibabitoleddwa.
And to be able to follow the commands they have decided themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mabega wabwe.
Behind them,
waliyo bamalaika babagwa.
There are those fallen angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Eranga bano bebayita ba Illuminati.
And these are the ones they call the Illuminatis.
Ebatera kulabika mu bantu.
They rarely appear the people.
Naye nga bali bonna.
But they are all over.
Balabikira mu organization.
They appear in different organizations.
Nga bwe tukulaze emitwe omusanvu.
Like we've shown you the seven heads.
Tugende mbaso kuwuliriza.
Let's move on to here.
Tulimu kubikwa sura ya 17 n'olunyiriri olw'okuna. Omukazi ng'ayambadde olugoye olw'effulungu n'olumyufu. Era n'ayonjebwa ne zaabu n'amayinja ag'omuwendo omungi ne luulu. Ng'alina mu mukono gwe ekikompe ekya zaabu ekijjudde emizizo y'empitambi y'obwenzi bwe.
Abeera n'ekikompe ekyo. Naye si kikopo kino ekya bulijjo.
It's not a physical cup.
Kiba kitabo.
It's a book.
Ekirimu ebyokuvoola.
Within which are all blasphemies.
Kyavaamu ebitabo nga evangeli.
Out of it came the book like evangelies.
Ne muvaamu Quran.
They became books like the Quran.
Ne muvaamu ebitabo ebikubwa wansi w'enjuba
wano. They became different books printed under the sun.
Ebikumalako obudde obw'okutegeera Katonda.
And they cease to allow how you have time to seek God.
N'ebirala ebyobuseegu mawulire
ebintu. And immoral things, the newspapers.
Obutabutabu obukwago bwagwe mutera okulaba.
Books which are vulgar and immoral.
Bonna buva mu kitabo.
All of them come from that book.
Era nga batera okumulaganga simanyi bagiyita Statue of Liberty.
They usually show this on the Statue of Liberty.
And they
raise a hand like this.
Wanonga akutte kitabo.
And they are holding a book on this hand.
Abera akikutte wano ku mukono.
They hold this book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye nga kibeeramu buli kyakuvuula kyonna.
Then it is every kind of blasphemy.
Ekyokuwakanya Katonda.
Of contending and arguing against God.
Tuvuula baniwankubadde nga tusoma mu nsi muno.
That's why though we study this world.
Siwabeerawo kitabo kimaliriza nga kikakasa Katonda.
There is no book ending when it proves God.
Teri kitabo kya biology kye nalaba.
No biology book I ever saw.
Nga niwankubadde batusomesezza muntu.
Even though they have taught us a human being.
Oba nsolo.
Or an animal.
Nebakomekereza nga bagamba naye Katonda ye yabitonda.
And they ended up showing that God created them.
Oba nebatandika Katonda nabi.
God began that and God created them.
It's
never happened. There's nothing like that book.
Though
they teach you papers of religious education,
they
teach you Allah and God,
Christ.
And they leave us there.
There's
nothing which proves this is God and this is not God.
Now,
all is there. Where there are blasphemies. Things of blasphemy. There are things which are there contending against God. The filth.
The
vile words which are invented. And they are vile. And the person everyone invents how they speak vulgar and immoral. And to do all things which are full of vileness. Revelation
17
verse
5. Ekyama Babuloni ekinene nyina wabenzi era owemizizo jensi.
Ono imama wabwe.
This is their mother.
Iranga obwakabaka obwali bisoso kubeerawo.
The kingdom, this was the first kingdom which ever.
Yebayita ensolo esooka.
Known as the first beast.
Ensolo enyazi walaba mu Daniel 7.
Among the four beasts you saw in Daniel 7.
Kuliko yebayita Babylon.
There is the beast called the Babylon.
Yagenda maso n'okujiduga kubanga addukanya obuyinza
obwo. He moved on to govern that authority.
Iranga ayitibwa nyina wabenzi.
And it's called the mother of the adulterers.
Nowe mizizo gyonna egikolewo wansi w'enjuba.
Of all abominations done under the sun.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Why is it
called the mother
wabenzi
of the adulterers? For the devil is the father of all liars. But this one became the mother of all the liars. And this one today is praised so much. Almost in all religions. Even to joining on the beliefs. Even the born again who have registered themselves to become a religion. Not that they registered in the government. That is good. For the Lord told us to obey the authority. They will register to become a religion. All of them, their mother is this one. And you will see all of them having rosaries ahead.
kubanga abasinga bakutte emisaala bakati.
Most of them are holding the cross right now.
Batambula najo mu kibuga.
They move with them within the city of Kampala.
Balina mpeta.
Others have rings.
Mpeta zino zimura baize abarokole naku zino zibambala mbizivamu amanyi.
These rings you see upon against clothing these days that out of them come power.
Bafaza bibaso okuzamba.
The priests were the first to clothe them and put them on. Who knows of that? The rings they used to kiss in the Catholic Church. Things come like that. You
can
see them and they are all the same. But we see this Jezebel
responsible
for the second six.
Of
the number 666. And we shall see of the false prophet responsible of the third six.
That's
the devil responsible of the first. But Jezebel, she burst all the liars. And the one who gave the pregnancy to him is the devil himself. The father of all liars, as we heard. We are in John 8, verses 44. And the father proved to us that this one is the father of all liars and is the thief. He fed the children, he just stole them, he didn't bath them. Stole the angels and they came with the human beings. And they began to grab the people from the Lord. Praise Jesus. That's why she's called the mother of the adulterers.
In
adultery of coming from the Lord and of the body.
That
we first heard in Hosea 4:10. That they went into adultery when they were forsaking the Lord. And they went to worship other gods who are known as the fallen angels. Praise Jesus. Now this one, in birthing the children, he was to make and get them a father. This campaign we are going to be seeing, the first campaign held ever in heaven, in the Jerusalem city of heaven, for electing the devil to become their father, their God, and to move on to rule and reign over them. Praise Jesus. Many campaigns were held. This is one of the major campaigns which began a very amazing life. The schemes which are very amazing unto God and unto his people, or unto his creations, more especially unto the angels and unto human beings. Like we are in Judges chapter
9, esura eyomwenda n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana. Ekyabalamuzi esura ya mwenda olunyiriri lwa munaana.
Judges 9 from verse 8.
Olwatuuka emiti ne gifuluma okufuka amafuta ku kabaka anaagifuganga. Ne gigamba omuzeyituuni nti tufuge ggwe.
Praise
Jesus. We want to first explain why angels have been called in the mystery of trees. According to Revelation 10, these are some of the last things we heard. Angels are very tall, equated to be like the cedars. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Now these angels, after being told like that,
Bible
brings them in a mystery of trees. Just as we do, we are called branches. In John chapter 15. Let's go right to Revelation 10 and we discover first why angels are called trees.
Ne ndaba malayika omulala ow'amaanyi ng'akka okuva mu ggulu ng'ayambadde ekire ne musoke ng'ali ku mutwe gwe n'amaaso ge ng'enjuba n'ebigere bye ng'empagi ez'omuliro era yalina mu mukono gwe akatabo akabikkuse n'ateeka ekigere kye ekya ddyo ku nnyanja n'ekya kkono ku nsi n'ayogerera waggulu n'eddoboozi ddene ng'empoloma y'oluguma bwe yogerera waggulu ebiwatuka omusanvu nebyogera amaloboozi gaabyo.
Kigambibwa nti malayika bwe yali asse,
yajjira
mu kwolesa nga bw'oyambula omubiri
n'olabisibwa,
wabula yaviira dda mu Yerusaalemu nga bwe bandibadde obuwanvu
bwabwen'alinnya
ku lukalu lwafrika
Atlantic Ocean.
I
think you see the width and the height of the angel. It means what? That this planet you see, which is the habitable earth, you look at it right in that image. That third planet,
he
stepped on it on Africa, even on Atlantic Ocean, and stretched his hand onto the top of the heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, babirabawamf.
Now they are very tall, like we hear right here.
Revelation 10:4. Ng'ayimiridde ku nnyanja ne ku nsi n'ayimusa omukono gwe ogwa ddyo eri eggulu n'alayira oli ab'omulamu emirembe n'emirembe
It
is for the Father.
It
is for the Son.
It
is for the Holy Spirit.
In Psalms
29, they move to explain the height of the angels. And they call them as trees.
According to Psalms 29:5. Mukama amenyaamenya emivule gya Lebanoni era agizinyisa ng'ennyana Lebanoni ne Siriyoni ng'ennyana y'embogo.
Bamalayika newankubadde nga bawanvu
kwenkana ng'emivule naye
mu kibuga awo Yerusaalemu nga bazze
okuŋŋaanabasobola
okubuukabuuka
ng'obuyana nebambuka mu fly off
no yambuka
and you go up
umanye gulu liwali wavu
you know heaven is very high
na yeba tendereza ne batendereza
but they praise and praise and they fly in the space
na afuwa mulele mupa
and they sound their trumpet in the space there and you hear the praise there
abana bamudda mweno wansi
and others replay them on the ground
nanga
with the fruits. What happens there? God can make them dance so they are high and tall like that. The Holy Spirit is within them.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
That
brought the mystery of the trees and they gather that they may elect.
Olive tree.
Some of them are called the olive trees and the
bano batera kuba bakerubi.
These are usually the cherubims.
They batera okuyita amannya gano.
They are called these names.
Today okwo mbalamuzi katono.
Let's get back brief Judges.
Nuromunana.
Judges 8.
Twaga kunyonyoka lwaki abamu kubaali balondebwa bakerubi.
Why? One of the explain why the cherubims, some of them were elected.
Baali babalese mu lugero lw'emiti.
They had brought them in a mystery of the trees.
Olugero.
The mystery.
Lugezaako tegeeza ebigambo eby'amagezi.
Right. Proverbs means word of wisdom.
Tuli mu kyabalamuzi essula ya 9:8.
Judges 9:8.
Nti olwatuuka emiti ne gifuluma okufuka amafuta ku kabaka anaagifuganga. Ne gigamba omuzeyituuni nti tufuge ggwe. Naye omuzeyituuni ne gugigamba nti nandirese obugimu bwange. Mwenyima okussaamu ekitiibwa Katonda n'abantu ku bwange. Nti mwe bayima okussaamu ekitiibwa Katonda n'abantu ku bwange ne ŋŋenda okuyuguma ku miti
naye nga emizeyituuni gino
baginnyonnyola
mu kubikulesule
y'11
nga batugamba bwe
bati
ku bikulesule y'11 n'olunya olusooka ne mpeebwa olumuli olufaanana ng'omuggo malayika ng'ayogera nti golokoka ogere yeekaalu ya Katonda n'ekyoto n'abasinzizaamu n'oluggya oluli ebweru wa yeekaalu luleke ebweru so tolugera kubanga lwaweebwa abaamawanga n'ekibuga ekitukuvu balikirinnyirira emyezi 42 nange ndibawa abajirwa bange babiri era baliragulira ennaku 1260 nga bambadde ebikoto abo gye mizeyituuni ebiri n'ettabaazi ebbiri eziyimirira mu maaso ga Mukama w'ensi.
Yesu yebazibwa bagezezaako okutegeeza nti abajulirwa abo gye mizeyituuni ebiri Yesu yebazibwa naye nga tuwuliddeko ogumu nga bakugambye eri okulabika nga bagulonda
okufuga
naye bano babeera bakerubi be bagenda bakola mu miti oba abafaananyizibwa okuba mu mafuta agava mu olive
trees
oba mu mizeyituuni. Yesu yebazibwa
era
nga batunyonyola mu Zakariya ku baana ababiri
Bayibuli
etera okubayita mizeyituuni ebiri
oba
bayinza obayita fig
tree
naye nga tugenda kuba tunyonyoka
ekyo
osobole okuba nga tuggyawo ekintu ekibadde kimanyiddwa nga
olugero
oyongere okutegeerera ddala tuli mu Zakariya essula yaakona
Zekariya essula eyookuna n'olunyiriri olusooka. Malayika eryogera nange n'akomawo n'anzukusa ng'omuntu bw'azukusibwa mu tulootwe n'aŋŋamba nti olabye ki? Ne njogera nti ntunudde era laba ekikondo eky'ettabaaza ekya zaabu kyonna n'ekibya kyakyo nga kiri waggulu ku kyo n'ettabaaza zaakyo 7 ettabaaza eziri waggulu waakyo buli ttabaaza ng'eriko emimiro 7 n'emizeyituuni ebiri ku mabbali eruuyi n'eruuyi ogumu ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekibya ogumu ku mukono gwa nkyo ogwa kkono ne nsiramu n'eŋŋamba malayika eyayogera nange ne njogera nti ebyo biki mukama wange malayika eyayogera nange n'addamu n'aŋŋamba nti tomanyi ebyo bwe biri ne njogera nti nedda mukama wange n'addamu n'aŋŋamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbaberi nga kyogera nti si lwa maanyi so si lwa buyinza naye lwa mwoyo gwange bw'ayogera Mukama w'eggye.
Yesu yebazibwa. Era emizeyituuni gino
ebiri
bazzeemu okuba nga bagitulaba
naye
mu kunnyonnyola munyolo
11
addamu okubuuza ekibuuzo
kyo.
Zekariya 4:11 ne nsiramu ne mmugamba nti emizeyituuni gino ebiri kye ki ku mukono ogwa ddyo ogw'ekikondo eky'ettabaaza ne ku mukono gwakyo ogwa kkono ne nsiramu omulundi ogw'okubiri ne mmugamba nti amatapi gano abiri maki ag'emizeyituuni agali ku mabbali ag'emimwa ebiri.
Yesu yebazibwe. Yasooka n'abalaba ng'emizeyituuni
kubanga
nabo babeera bawanvu
nnyo
bakerubi abo babiri
kati
ate agenda okulaba bekweseewo balaga biwawaatiro
bibiri
egiyina ebikoola
alaba
amatabi
geewuubawuuba naye
nga baalinga bawuuba bino
ebiwawaatiro
ati bino matabi abiri ag'emizeyituuni
genda
naye ng'asoose kulaba muti
okugaziya
ebiwawaatiro
n'alabanga
ababuzeewo ng'alinga alaba amatabi
and they seem to have disappeared in so branches then
ne bamunyonyola
and it was explained
Zekariya essula yaakuna olunyiriri 12 nti amatabi gano abiri maki ag'emizeyituuni agali ku mabbali g'emimwa ebiri egya zaabu ag'emalamu gokka amafuta gaago amafuta aga zaabu nanziramu nayogera nti tomanyi ago bwe gali ne njogera nti nedda mukama wange awo nayogera nti ago be baana ababiri ab'amafuta abayimirira awali mukama w'ensi zonna.
Yesu yebazibwa. Abo be baana ababiri abaaki abaana ab'amafuta bayimirira mu maaso ga Mukama okutegeeza mu myoyo omusanvu
egyakatonda
bali anointed okuva ku myoyo
omusanvu
abayita abatu anointed
kerubi
era nga ne Satani yali kerubi
ow'okusatu
tujjukira nti yali anointed n'agwa amafuta ne gakolimirwa nga bwe twawulira mu Ezekyeri
Like we heard in Ezekiel 28, from verses 11
to
25.
But
these we try to speak of, we brought them.
In
this campaign of electing the devil, they were the first whom the devil targeted when he passed through Jezebel. And he wanted to first make them fall, that they accept to become gods. And he said, we within us, God gets the glory. That's why we call the glorious
cherubim.
We cannot ever leave a word like that,
that
we get to become gods and we reign over the angels, even the people. Even people we have elsewhere, they call them branches, according to John 15. Now this campaign happened. One of them got a problem in this campaign in being elected. These two cherubims found that problem, but they refused. Meaneth, we too, we can refuse.
Amen.
We can reject and decide to accept the devil.
We
refuse all the honors which will have been given us, which could perhaps sit in the seat of God.
Like
we hear they call spiritual fathers,
His Holiness.
His Holiness. In names like that, which are like that, we can refuse them.
And to
copy the good example, these cherubims, when they were being made in the image of this earth,
yes,
praise Jesus, they moved to make them out of trees, the olive trees. Like we hear in Kings, 1 Kings 6:23.
Era awayimibwa okwogera n'akola bakerubi babiri ab'emiti egy'emizeyituuni, buli kerubi obwanvu bwe emikono 10, n'ekiwawaatiro ekimu ekya kerubi kyali emikono 5, n'ekiwawaatiro ekyokubiri ekya kerubi emikono 5.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Jesus.
Ekiwawaatiro ekimu we kikoma n'ekinnaakyo we kikoma ebbanga lyali emikono 10, ne ku kerubi owokubiri yali emikono 10. Bakerubi bombi ekigero kyabwe kimu n'embala yaabwe emu.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Bakerubi bano benkanankana.
These cherubims are equal.
Era mu biro biringa 75 bakugwa.
And the sons of the devil had not yet fallen.
Yali yenkana nabo.
He was the same in size with them.
Era n'ekitiibwa kyali kye kimu.
And the honor was the same.
Naye ye n'agwa.
And he fell.
Era amafuta ge gakolimirwa.
And his anointing was cast.
Naye ekibwa n'omuliro.
And he was burnt.
Ogw'ekyoto kya Mukama.
With the fire of the altar of God.
Ekya zaabu.
The golden altar.
N'afuuka.
He became what we call the dragon now. But the cherubim, every size of them is the same. They were not equated to God, and they would never reach Him. But He, the devil, and He passed through His prophetness when He passed through this prostitute of His,
Jezebel,
the first fallen angel to join on Him. He is usually called the Queen of Heaven. These days she's called the mother.
Maria.
Mary.
Yes,
praise Jesus. And he said that she's the mother to the Lord.
Some
of the major blasphemies. For God never gives birth. When God came in the womb, He clothed flesh from it. But she's not the one who gives birth to Him. He was there, as we shall see it ahead.
You
want to see the blasphemies under the sun.
Jezebel
is the one leading in all this, that fallen angel.
He
started most of his time to make himself as a woman. That's why he's called the mother of adulterers.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. Some of the major wild things she did. Genesis 6.
He
saw the fallen angels, and they made themselves bodies of men, and they began to marry into human beings. Some of the most wild characters they did here.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But we have seen that these Kelvins, they are the trees we've heard in Judges. They are the ones who are first called to be elected. Though we had many other trees which met the angels. But these Kelvins, Ezekiel 10 speaks of them to be the glorious Kelvins.
Ezekiel
10 from verse 1.
Awo ne ntunula era laba mu bbanga eryali waggulu w'omutwe gw'abakewubi ne walabika waggulu waabwe ng'ejjinja erya safiro ng'embala y'ekifaananyi eky'entebe. N'agamba omusajja ayambadde bafuta n'ayogera nti, yingira wakati w'abannamuziga abeetooloola abawulukuka wansi w'abakewubi, ojjuze ebibatu byo byombi ebisiriiza eby'omuliro ebiva wakati w'abakewubi obimansule ku kibuga. Awo n'ayingira nze nga ndaba.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Newankubadde nga twawulidde nti bamalayika bawanvu,
though we have the angels are very tall,
okutuuka okuyitibwa emiti,
reach to be called trees,
oba emivule,
or to be called the cedars,
emivule gya Lebanon,
the cedars of Lebanon.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
N'ate bakerubi babeera bawanvu nnyo,
the cherubim are far taller.
That's why
the angel can enter the wheels of the kelvin down there. And the end is down in their wheels. Yet the other far taller.
No.
Say we want to elect you. We see you are tall enough.
Right over right.
Now you on this right hand. You we are talking to you. Come and be our king. We want to elect you.
And
with the God claiming is the beginning and the end. But the one who led in this, it's Jezebel. Went and mobilized the other angels and got the first 10 major ones
and
went to spread the propaganda in Jerusalem of heaven. The moment Jezebel handled the angels, the devil had moved ahead to seek for the false prophet and attacked Adam. He attacked him in the garden.
He's
the one who wanted to give it over from the human beings.
To give him
the third position of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
And
that's why we know of that the laws are of the Spirit.
And
if Adam went direct to break the laws,
then
the midst there was no Eve there. It would have worked well for blaspheming the Holy Spirit. But it never came to pass as he wanted it. For he passed through Eve. If he directly lied to Adam,
and
Adam broke the law direct, we have understood he's blasphemed the law, yet the laws are of the Spirit. You would have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And there was no forgiveness for him. But because they passed through Eve, the problem the devil made, the Eve he lied, he was not the one who was given the command. But got it from the second party,
Adam,
whom we call Adam. If he had come lied to Adam direct who received the command,
you
blasphemed the Holy Spirit already. It's the only chance of our repentance we remained with. If it wasn't that, we could never repent. That was where the
Bible
that's why Bible explains that Adam wasn't the one who was tempted, but Eve. And Eve came to tempt Adam.
Our
journey was like that. We shall see that aspect when we are in Jerusalem, the journey of heaven. We still look on this campaign, how it moved on.
Ezekiel.
Ezekiel 10. We have been explained of the cherubim. Where have we spoken of so much of them? Where the ones who they wanted to put in the feet of God. But they rejected it. When they reached the devil, who was the third cherubim, he decided that is it.
ekintu yali yakyagala.
He already yearned for that.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Era okuva ku olwo.
So from then,
n'afuuka kitaawe w'abalimba.
He became the father of liars.
Katusooke tuyongereko mu Ezekiel 10.
Let's move on to Ezekiel 10.
Ezekiel 10 n'olunyi lwa kusatu. Era bakerubi baali bayimiridde ku luuyi olw'ennyumba olwa ddyo omusajja bwe yayingira. Ekiro ne kijjuza oluggya olw'omunda. Ekitiibwa kya Mukama ne kirinnya okuva ku kerubi ne kiyimirira waggulu ku mulyango gw'ennyumba. Ennyumba n'ejjula ekire. Oluggya ne lujjula okumasaamasa okw'ekitiibwa kya Mukama.
Kati bakerubi bano baavangako ekitiibwa kya Katonda.
Shared of the glory of the Lord.
And
angels worshipped so much God for the glory which came from them. And they manifested the glory of the Lord. That's when Judges 9, when they elected the first Kelvin, he told them, I cannot leave. God went within me, he is glorified. And I come right where you are,
that
I begin to reign over you.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kerubi ono wokusatu,
but this third cherubim,
amanyiddwa ng'omwera amannyo,
known as the thorn bush.
Mubalamuzi eri kitugenda okusoma.
Judges where we're going to read.
Ye bintu bwe baamutuukako ekintu yali yakyagala.
When they reached me, had already yearned for this thing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye nga yakulemberamu olukungaana
lwe. The one who spearheaded this campaign.
Yayitibwa nnyina w'abenzi.
It's called the mother of the devils.
Jezebeli.
Jezebel.
Malayika yasooka okugwa.
The first fallen angel.
Yeegattira ddala ku Sitaani.
He joined on the devil.
Okuva Katonda.
From God.
Era nga bamwogerako mu Ezekiel.
He spoke of in Ezekiel.
Esura eno eya 28.
Ezekiel 28.
Ye ekintu.
That he.
Yali yakyagala
dda. Already yearned for this thing.
Katugendeyoko tubulire.
Let's briefly pass down to here.
Ezekiel 28 n'olunyiriri olusooka. Ekigambo kya Mukama ne kiyingira nate nga kyogera nti, omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'e Ttuulo nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti, kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja.
Ekintu yali akyagala
mu mutima. He already yearned for this thing in his heart.
Era okusinziira mu kitabo kya Yakobo.
And upon the book of James.
Agamba nti yabeera olubuto lw'ekibi.
He was pregnant of the sin.
Era nga tewali yasooka kutegeera.
No one first understood.
Ekintu akirimu.
That he was in the thing.
Yatandika enkweze.
He began his schemes.
Na okwegomba
to desire.
The
Bible says,
when a
person enters the desire of sin,
they
get the pregnancy of it. That pregnancy, and it matures. And out of it comes from evil desires. When you get it,
and
it passes what is called sin.
To break
the laws and the judgments of God.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Adam.
We can know God told Adam, that the day you will touch of that tree, you will surely die. That's where the breaking of the laws was to enter sin. For the wages of sin, it is death. That's why I told you, when you touch of the tree, you surely die. Now don't think that the devil has something called sin.
And it's
something there, like something tangible you can touch. The thing called sin is to break the laws of God,
in
His commands of God,
to subtract
from the word of God,
no,
and to add within it. It's to twist within the word of God.
That's
what He began to do. When the garden told Adam, you could not die, and He subtracted that out. And he added in. He told him, God knows when you will eat of it. You are going to become like him. And he distorted everything. Don't think sin. It's something tangible up there. Sin is to scorn the commands of God. For he was a cherubim. But what is called the sin he got, and what he
bought,
to desire to become God. It's what he entered into the man. When Richard told us, for he knows when you eat of it, you are going to become like him. Yet you will become gods. Same thing he told the angels. The one who joins on me, I'm going to give them honors.
And
become God and decide yourself. For the campaign was this. God refuses to ask to marry.
We see
beautiful girls there.
And when
he made the angels fall,
they
had to come on earth to marry. And they walked, no one has commanded them. And the devil was the first in this
place.
They asked him, where are you coming from? I am from moving up and down the world.
Now,
what have you been saying, God, about that? Me too, I am a God. I have to move anytime I want. In the election, when they chose me, you weren't there. Some of the wild characters these people did,
it's
campaign of electing the devil to become God to these fallen angels.
And
there a war was waged between angels who believed and they who refused. That's the first day wars arose in the city of God. They who refused, they had begun to burn them. And God got so hungered and he cast the devil and he became something else. They who had elected him began to scatter within the city.
But
one of the dramas which was in the city is that when he reached the time, he needed blood. After being cast, he became something else. And in heaven there was no blood in the angels.
You
had to come back down in the children of men to gather blood from them. There is a little life in it which he had to gather from
me.
And they give him drink that he can make himself a body like the angels.
And
the problem he made, he was not able to spend a long time in the light.
Remember,
the entire Jerusalem is filled with the light of the Lord.
He
used to have so much within the homeland. Look for blood, whoever brings more is the one who gives honors. For when he got it, he will come in the campaign. When it failed, and Jezebel is the one who moved so much to make the campaign.
For
he was still in the glory of the angels, reaching on the last battle we saw, which made them get out of heaven after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Devil
moved ahead to speak these words.
According
to Ezekiel 28,
Ezekiel sura yabiri mu munana n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri.
Ezekiel 28 verse 2.
Nti omwana w'omuntu, gamba omulangira w'ettuulo nti bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti kubanga omutima gwo gugulumizibwa n'oyogera nti nze Katonda ntudde ku ntebe ya Katonda wakati mu nnyanja era naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda.
We
got to explain all these words. The words in the midst of the sea is where it comes and it's direct. Like in Ezekiel 27, where they have a mast within the sea
at the Atlantic Ocean.
That's where you see that the ships are captured from there and the planes are captured still, and the ocean is spoken so much in Ezekiel 27. And they show that mast which is there. When it gets out of the waters, everything in that zone is captured. They have to capture it. And they take it under the ocean.
But
other time, the word sea means nations, lands, and languages. He had already told God that the hearts of the entire human beings have already bought them. According to what we had in Revelation 17, verse 15,
that
many waters you see the adulteries seated on, they are the nations, clans, and languages. Now he was telling God, let me show you. All human beings are within their hearts. All the clans that captured them. One with a different type of devil.
And
when you are within this world, that you are on God, and God will rejoice and delight within you. When the devil gets from up sitting his colleagues in the reach to Job, this one refused, was on God. And God asked him, have you seen of my servant?
oroza kutira bwere.
You think he has it by him?
Nasinganya entezi zonozi
ku. I make you protect all his flock.
Utadu mwada abana bonno bakuma
bikimu. Children you watch over them.
Mujye ko byo mwadola batakwega.
Take away his position, see, will never reject you.
Abasigadde bonna banguze nsi.
Rest salt the worlds to me.
Nemiti majabu.
Even their hearts.
Tula wakati munyanja.
I sit in the midst of the sea.
Mumbiti majabu, mtibajaba.
Hearts of the people.
It
be they are speaking of. They speak vulgar over me.
Yes,
it's me the one you see. They speak of you over what?
Yeah.
They will speak
vulgar.
They will get angry at me.
Yes, they don't have
me. Don't you see me?
But I have one and over.
These you see
them
fighting, they are fighting because of me.
Uriya kuna mi masanga zirondozo yo mulaba
niyi wangi they are one of the friends. You see them
agana embizi,
they refuse the poor.
Orabyo muslim,
you see the Muslim
neta agana embizi,
they don't refuse the poor. They are the yours.
Ngasaba ali mitima ja abantu,
is in the hearts of the people. They thought they are worshiping God.
Yagena ngena banu bonna mitima ja
abwe, in the hearts of all these ones.
Atiraba musumba yegomba
sente. Look at the pastor deserving money, you see.
Yona yewa
it is mine.
Tuchogere ko mukama.
We speak of it, Lord.
Sente mpozi chichi.
Is money what is money?
Sikwe mulandira gwe
chichi. It's not the ruler of evil.
Sinze chitabu.
It's not me the father of evil.
But is
they would look at
them.
You say they work miracles free. Now they have made them line up.
One.
Who are they? Whose?
I mean
their hearts.
Until the message is Sula Yabi Mumunana no Nidi Orokovi.
Ezekiel 28 verses 2.
Newankubadde nga wasimba omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda. Laba olina amagezi okusinga Daniel.
Yali mugezi nga mukujjukujju.
Wise.
Era osinga n'omuferenga apalapalanya.
Find a one man who is smart in that.
Nga naye amagezi gakozesa ga Satan.
But the wisdom the users of the devil.
What about business? Many men and women.
This men and women.
Basubuzi. Ate ye musubuzi kongo.
They are great merchants. The devil himself. He even is the businessman even in souls.
Naye nga ata yinza okuwamu omugati n'alukuyo omwoyo.
He can give you bread and he will take your soul.
Umanyo ekintu ekibadde ekyobuntu
something that you commit of like 100 billion
nakuwa mwe mitwaro 10
and they give you 100,000 shillings
and nakura gofu nyenyo
and it shows you have got even so much
mufere
is a con man.
Ah tuli mweze che sirabi limu nana nolinyiri olokusatu
Ezekiel 28 verse 3
ndi laba olina magezi okusinga Danieli tewali kyama kibayinza okukweka wefunira obugagga olw'amagezi n'okutegeerako n'ofuna ezzaabu ne ffeeza mu by'obugagga byo oyongedde obugagga bwo olw'amagezi go amangi n'olw'okusuubulako n'omutima gwo ogulumizibwa olw'obugagga bwo Mukama Katonda kyava ayogera bw'ati nti kubanga osimbye omutima gwo ng'omutima gwa Katonda laba kyendiva nkuleetako bannaggwanga ab'entiisa ab'omu mawanga kale balisobola ebitala byabwe okulwanyisa obulungi bw'amagezi go era balyonoona okumasaamasaakwo balikussa mu bunnya era olifa nga bwe bafa abattirwa mu mutima gw'ennyanja.
Yamugamba ndikuleetako
bannaggwanga
naye nga bwe twawulira mu Isaya 17
Isaiah 13
onye olusooka paka olw'e 10
verses 1 to 10
bava mu nsi yewala
they come from the far country
bannaggwanga abo
these foreigners. These foreigners, they are led by angel Abaddon from the bottomless pit. And he said they will be putting him in the pits down there. About Revelation chapter 9, verses 1 to 16. This Abaddon, he
leads
them who are called foreigners. 200 billion of them. These are the ones who captured the devil in Revelation
20.
And they put him in the bottomless pit for calling himself God. The moment he was bound,
he was
going to give the authority to Jezebel,
the
beginning from the AD, after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus. When they were cast from heaven,
he was
going to give the authority to Jezebel.
But
in the entire BC, all the authority he had in himself, the devil, and he would give this one a little portion of the authority. Now Jezebel, he gave the false prophet authority, the one out of him springs powers of darkness from the sons of men. Let's move on in Ezekiel.
Oliyeyongera nate okugambira maaso g'oyo akutta nti nze Katonda. Naye oli muntu buntu so si Katonda. Omukono gw'oyo akufumita. Olifanga bwe bafa abatali bakomole n'omukono gw'abannaggwanga kubanga nze nkyogedde bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda. Era nate ekigambo kya Mukama ne kinjikira nga kyogera nti omwana w'omuntu tanula okukungubagira kabaka w'e Ttuulo omugambe nti bw'ati bw'ayogera Mukama Katonda nti ossa akabonero ku muwendo ng'ojjudde amagezi ng'otuukiridde obulungi. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jjinja ery'omuwendo omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako.
Mumujjukira mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
Remember him in the garden of God.
Mulubereberye esula y'okusatu.
In Genesis chapter 3.
Ng'agenze okulumbagana omuntu.
He went to attack man.
Era nga mu kiseera ekyo yalumbira omuntu.
In that moment when he attacked man,
baali tebannamukulimira.
They had not yet cast him.
Yali akyali mayinja ag'ekitiibwa.
He still had the precious stones upon him.
Sebo nga wanaasigalawo.
And he would remain here.
Ne yedividinga mu nagenda ne mu lusuku.
He would divide himself God within even the garden.
N'abeerayo.
And he will be there.
N'afera omuntu.
And he will con man.
Niwankubadde.
Even though.
Bwe tusoma Bible ekulaga ng'omusota.
The Bible shows us as a snake.
Kubanga erinnya eryo likozesebwa nga wayise emyaka mingi.
For that name is used after many years has passed.
Kubanga okuva ku Adam.
But from Adam.
Ebigambo bino byabukulirwa ku mulembe gwa Moses.
These words were revealed in the generation of Moses.
Yasobola okuwandika
ekitabo ekyo. The one was able to write the book of Genesis.
Naye ng'amannya ga Satani gaali gamaze okukyuka olwo.
The names of the devil after then they had been changed.
Bamuyita omusota ogw'edda.
It's called the old serpent.
Naye mu kusooka.
But in the beginning.
Amannya ge yali Lucifer the anointed cherubim.
Lucifer the anointed cherubim.
Yayita nabakugwa.
Before he fell.
Naye bwe yagwa.
But when he fell.
Amannya ge ne gakyusibwa.
His names were changed.
Naba ngayitibwa Sitaani.
It became to be called the devil.
Mulimba w'ensi
zonna. The deceiver of the entire world.
Hatuli mu Ezekiel 28:13. Ezekiel 28:13. Wali mu Adeni olusuku lwa Katonda buli jjinja ery'omwenda omungi lyabanga lyakubikkako. Sadiyo, Topazi, Nalimansi, Berulo, Sokamu, ne Yasepi, Safiro, ejjinja lya Nawandagala, ne Kaabunkulo, ne Zambu. Emirimu egy'ebitaasa byo n'egyenderezo gyalimu ggwe gyategekebwa ku lunaku kwe watonderwa.
Ono gw'olaba.
This one you see.
Bakerubi bonna babeera mu system.
All cherubs are in the system.
Eya music.
Of the music.
Fulumya amaloboozi.
Releasing voices.
Nga bw'onalaba system ya music yonna bw'erina okuba.
Music system how it has to be the full.
Era nga yakulemberangamu homeland.
It was leading three homelands.
Kuza ekibuga kino Yerusalemu.
Of the Jerusalem city.
Abaava bamalayika baavanga mu homeland.
Angels who came from those homelands.
Ne bakulemberangamu mu kutendereza.
He led them within the worship.
N'okusinza.
In the praise.
Nga bw'onakwata mu bakulemberamu.
Like you'll get to be a leading, a leader in worship.
Ng'avaamu amaloboozi agabuli.
Out of him came different voices. Even the sounding instruments of different types. Even though his colleagues were also like that.
But
they too had homelands they were taking which were more than his. Praise Jesus.
Ye yasalawo okulimba homeland ezo esatu.
He decided to deceive these three homelands. Which is called the Afad of the angels. Praise Jesus.
Tuli mu Ezekiel 28:14.
Wali
Kewubi yafukibwako amafuta abikkako. Era nze nakusimba n'okubeera n'obeera ku lusozi lwa Katonda olutukuvu. Watambula eruyi n'eruyi wakati mu mayinja ag'omuliro. Wali ng'otuukiridde mu makubo go okuva ku lunaku kwe watonderwa okutuusa obutali butuukirivu lwe bwalabikamu ggwe. Baakujjuza wakati ekyejo olw'olufulube lw'okusuubulako.
Yasuubula bamalayika bangi.
He bought off all the angels.
N'oyonoona. Kyenvudde nkusuula nga nkujja ku lusozi lwa Katonda nga nkulanga obwonoonefu. Era nkuzikirizza. Ayi kerubi abikkako.
Ono gw'olaba yali kerubi w'okusatu
wano. This was the third cherub from
here. Nga amayinja g'ekyotaano.
Even the stones of the altar.
Gwe yali atambulira.
He was moving within them.
Ng'asobola okwedividingamu.
And he could divide himself.
N'agenda alumba Adamu
eri. And he'll go to attack Adam.
Naye amaanyi ago.
But that power.
N'agenda gamukendera ku lunaku lwe bamukolimira.
It was reduced from him when he was cast.
Ne batandika okuganoonya. Okunywa omusaayi.
Began to seek it through drinking blood.
Kubanga mu musaayi mulimu obulamu.
For within blood there is a living life. They don't drink the color, you see the blood. No. That's why even in the shrine, when you pour blood, you find that color there. But there is a life. You always rush for it when it's not gotten cold. But when it gets cold, life is finished. It's vanished. They want blood when it's hot very well. Within it, there is a life they gather.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
That helped them to be restored with power. Some of the major wizards, whether in the churches which are false or in this world, they use so much that blood. If they reach that level, they reach and they can even appear within your house. Even when you shut the house, you can find them seated in it. And you ask the pastor, where have we passed? Now things like that. But he was an cherubim, the third one. It was among these ones. As they were electing, he was waiting that they may point on him.
Jezebel
was supporting, let us choose, let us elect. Remember, it was an angel from the homeland, the three of them.
Which
was leading in worship and praise. And it was the cherubim, the
guardian
cherubim. They were watching and covering the mercy seat, the covenant, and the altar of God. Praise Jesus.
They
never watched over the throne of the third heaven. No. They watched over the mercy seat,
not
the throne of God where he sits. The throne of God where he sits, it is surrounded by the 24 elders, not the cherubims. Praise Jesus.
We've
gone to Judges. I expect you've been explaining what concerns the cedars of Lebanon,
all
the trees which gathered in this campaign. These are the angels. Praise Jesus. And there is the one who are called, known as the olives, and the fig trees, you also see them. The thorn bush, you'll see it. They will also call the vine the Lord Jesus himself. He too was trying to be called from the third heaven to come that they elect him. That thing of becoming God when they have not elected him themselves. And they rejected that. And this campaign
has
ever been held in Israel openly to reject God to be a king over them.
According to
what we saw in 1 Samuel 8,
Jezebel
was heavily wanting to reign over us like the Gentiles. And God said, they have not rejected you, Samuel. They have rejected me to be their king. These things first happened in Jerusalem of heaven, and they brought it on the Jerusalem of earth. After years which had passed, some of
them
are going to move on to connect.
Yes, sir.
Praise Jesus.
And so, yokulaba obwakabaka nga butondebwa mu nsi nti waliwo bakabaka b'ejjindi basitaani lwakireeta ku nsi kuno.
The issue of seeing kings on this earth, is it the devil brought them on earth?
Sitaani yakireeta.
The devil is the one who brought it. For all people, the levels of God moved like this. First, God used to visit a person, like we see Noah, like we see Abraham, and he tries to make him a father of our nations, and is in his image.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Jesus.
But we reached a time. In the generation of Moses, and as if he had pro teachers that they
would
be the ones leading under the sun, and they were teaching the word of God.
He
reached the generation of judges, and with what they call judges, and they too were in his image, who is the chief judge. He brought the era of the prophets and we rejected them. For the nations around had kings to reign over them. Those generations were like that. To reach it, he had to take us back to reign over by the Son. To be given authority in heaven and earth.
So
that is how it was initially, before there was any election on earth. Before this election happened, the Son was reigning in heaven and earth. But there came a division of things like this world. That's when the devil reaches earth. Or the Lord Jesus. The devil told him, "Bow, I will give them to you. For me it was given me. These are my territories." But the Lord, when he raised up again, Matthew 28:18, he said, "I've given us forward in heaven and earth." But he had it from the beginning. He was the one reigning in heaven and earth.
But
there came a true division of the kingdoms. And there came a division. We could never understand that there's a person who reigns in the kingdom of men. That's when
the
sons of Nebuchadnezzar. He made himself up, hoping he was working on himself and his gods. And sanity was taken from him for 7 years. That to understand, one who reigns within the kingdom of men. Human beings found the devil's one
giving
them. The leader is going to shrine and elect you. Go try to tell them. It's me who had chosen him. And you had to lead my people. But right now the devil is confused, telling you he's not putting you on. What does he do? He changes the seasons and times. And he works in the wrong seasons. I don't even understand. That God already had purpose that will be leading on behalf of him. And he changes seasons and times.
Either
it leads you to come to God, and he gives you in seasons ahead. Or to take you backwards. And they put you on leadership when you are 14 years. Yet you are supposed to go on when you are 20 years. And they say it's people has put them there. That's what they call to overturn things. And it changes the times, even the laws. Let's move on with the judges.
Ekyabalamuzi essula y'omwenda n'olunyiri olw'omunaana. Olwatuuka emiti ne gifuluma okufuka amafuta ku kabaka anaagifuganga, ne gigamba omuzeyituuni tufuge gwe.
Bagamba omuzeyituuni,
they told the olive tree,
kerubi wafe oli ow'oku mukono guli,
ow'okumukono
guno nambeemu. Yes, yes,
praise Jesus.
Pozi omukono gwe gubeerako ki?
That hand, what is there?
Guno.
Embuzi.
Unuli akulambi sitandi
ekunyi. Right. The right hand. The goats to be put on the left hand. The deception began from there.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But this cherubim, he refused.
And
all will be there. That's why it's called the witness. He will be there for their sake. When they who believe,
after
Caleb will be on the other side, which is right.
That
one decided go, and he believed him. Let them be given clothing. Let them sit in the judges. They were going to judge the ones on the left hand. And the spirit is in this one. These ones refused totally. Me, I refused to accept the devil. But they believed him. They did A, B, C, D. When you refuse, they bring them in the Ark of the Covenant. That's why they are called the two witnesses. What witnesses the ones on the right hand, even the ones on the left hand.
Amen.
And these divisions we see of dividing themselves, it first happened here on the elections.
Atuli mu kyabalamuzi essula ya mwenda n'olunyiriri tuli ku lwa mwenda.
Judges 9:9.
Naye omuzeyituuni ne gukigamba nti, "Nandilese obujimu bwange." mwe bayima okussaamu ekitiibwa Katonda n'abantu ku bwange ne ngenda okuyuguma ku miti
n'agaana
Refused.
He's fearing. Ogenda babika omusajja engumi akupakira ezinyingi.
Back and they will hit you, knock you down.
Era basalira nawo nakaguwa.
And they even put a rope.
Kabuke.
You cross here.
Eriyo nno lifujjo.
That is the madness there.
Eriyasuka mu kibuga kino.
Happened in the city first.
Ngabaronda Jezebel mune stand.
They elected the devil.
Naye nga kerubi ono yagaana.
The cherubim refused.
Olugana lwetoloola.
And the movement.
Nebagenda ku kerubi owokubiri.
They went on the second kerubi.
Nebamugamba ebigambo.
And they told him these words.
Kyabalamuzi 9:10.
Judges 9:10.
Emiti ne gigamba omutiini nti jangu gwe otufuge.
Nebadda kuli ayitiddwa omutiini.
They went
to
the call the fig tree they want to decide.
Jukira bano bamalaika bakunganya.
Remember angels have gathered.
Jezebel yabakubye mwoka kuyege.
Jezebel mobilized them.
Mulimu abatakiriza naye nga.
They will never believe.
Ulikunga na wiru abawo wali bamalaika.
When the campaign happened was for all the angels.
Irabo nabali bazi.
Even all had come.
Naye nga mulimu kimuki akusatu.
But there were only a third in them.
Bano bali mu trillion zisatu
n'ekitundu. 3 point something trillions.
Ngabali yalito bakubye campaign
ngambwe. And they made a wild campaign.
Baji emirere ja Katonda.
The fruits of God.
Baji fuwa bawagira.
And they are summoning them, supporting.
Aronde mwe.
Let him be voted.
Abakutte nanga.
They were holding.
Bayimbira sitani. Tundundundu. Aronde mwe.
Let him be voted. Our Lord.
Nge miziki jemula bajigobera aba campaign bwe babera.
See people in campaign how they make music.
Ebintu mumuloza bitandikire.
These are begun from earth.
Engumi nezitandika
the box
ojja kumulonda kwete tukena mulonda ne barwana
and they fought for the campaigns
okulwana okwetala
hii barwana
and they are fighting
banga mwani wabagamba nimwe bichibye
tuwa they will see what are we voting
kwa sababu toyi tano
lugezi and they said don't bring your waiseka here If God helps you,
in the channel
of heaven, I saw many things in it. Most of the
person
brought to see them. When we see the
devil
in the channel of heaven,
I'm
going to see the quarreling and the fighting which happened among the angels. And the slapping and the kicking among themselves. And they brought tear gas and they fought and chased each other. And they came back the sailors to this one.
And humble
says, wait, what God will decide
to do.
We are not going to fight again. But the first
campaign,
what have you said?
But now, we will listen. We come about to explain what we are going to do.
Come back tomorrow.
We will know that we are.
Ha ha ha.